Welcome to Insights Matter, brought to you by SAP. My name is Ramon Ray, editor of Smart Hustle Magazine and smallbiztechnology.com. I'm excited today to talk to Albert Pang, who's with Apps Run the World. Apps, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate your insight and advice, and I hope you're doing well.
Thank you for having me, Ramon. Glad to be here.
You're welcome. So, Albert, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about Apps Run the World, so we can get to know you a few minutes before we dive into the big question all about digital transformation and SMBs.
Sure. We are a market research organization that focuses on both supply side data, because we have about 3,000 vendors that we track on a daily basis. And then increasingly, we're tracking their customers as well. So we're talking about a database of about 185,000 companies. Many of them are SMBs using all kinds of products to automate different functions, whether it's finance or HR or CRM. So the idea is that we want to connect the dots for our clients, helping them better understand just where these customers are trying to do with a whole raft of new technologies out there available. So that's kind of a mission.
Awesome. And I think if anyone can help us with this question of digital transformation, Albert, it's definitely you. So why don't we dive in and help us understand, let's define, this has been talked about quite a bit, and I thank you for your time. Digital transformation, what does it mean to you? Why is it so important for SMBs to understand it and get their heads wrapped around it?
Well, I think, digital transformation is what we have been doing all along, because, we have been using PCs, we have been using mobile phones. But what's more important these days is that what we call the build two phase. The build one phase is pretty well understood. Stuff that we've been doing, whether it's email or connecting with your customers over the internet, e-commerce, those are kind of the table stakes, right? Now we're entering into the build two phase. Really, on top of what the common layer, which is the internet, the real-time connection, the mobile revolution. So what digital transformation allows you to do is to get a better, much better handle of all kinds of data that is really popping up, social media, we're talking about big data, we're talking about AI, artificial intelligence, and Internet of Things. So that's the way we see it, that how companies would be able to leverage all kinds of new technologies to extend themselves, to get them in a much better position than they were, on the build one phase. The build one phase was kind of a given. Right. Now we're really entering a new phase for most companies. And it really incumbent on how you're going to make your best investments, leveraging these new technologies to achieve your business objectives.
And it seems like one follow-up question before we dive into the meat of this, it seems, these are my words, Albert, not yours, so correct me if I'm wrong, but that we're moving away from the hardware speeds and feeds and the tools to a degree. Tools are important, but it's really all about the data. It's about the guts now. That's the game changer going back to this phase two or build two transformation. Is that an accurate way of saying it, or am I off?
Oh, absolutely, because we are inundated with data and large amounts of information, but we really haven't scratch the surface in terms of finding the needles in the haystacks, really find out what really makes it important to your company. How is that going to help you as a business owner? How is that going to really get me to a, I don't want to say 10x in terms of the your top line, but at least an incremental gains in your revenues, and also by that extent, make you more, much more a more profitable organizations, and perhaps really allowing your people to do their job much better.
Got it. So this is one thing. Again, now we can dive into this aspect. What should the SMB expect? And you've answered some of the question already, but let's dive into that a bit more, Albert. The executives and the founders and board members listening to us today, listening to your advice, Albert, that think, I know we need to have a digital transformation. Some are in it already. Some need to start in bigger ways. What are some of the things they can expect? Let's give them some tactical or practical, as it were, things that, you need to invest in this. Here's what you can expect from it. And here's what it will do for you. What would you say?
Well, that's precisely the point that, you know, whenever someone is going to pursue these, you know, objectives, you know, the first thing that they have in mind is, oh, there's so much going on, you know, AI, you know, machine learning, robots, and all kinds of fun stuff, right? So people would have this kind of grandiose visions. Okay, we gotta have to make big plans. We gotta have this kind of what we call it a big, you know, hairy, audacious goals. You know, BHAG and stuff like that. But
BHAG is my favorite word. Our BHAG. I love the word. You can say it all.
exactly. But our position is that you really have to think. No, it's not really thinking big or thinking small, but really think target. What I meant by that is that you've got to really have a very specific objective in mind, you know, to pursue these, you know, digital transformation initiatives. It's almost like, you know, running, you know, people want to say, oh, we're going to run a marathon or stuff like that. You know, we all want to do that. But then again, you know what? There are limitations, right? Some of us may feel perfectly comfortable doing a 5K or 10K or even a 1K, right? But you really have to have a specific, you know, milestone that you want to hit. And digital transformation is no different. You know, you don't want to really, you know, spend all kinds of money and outlays and say, trying to, oh, well, we're going to really, you know, boil the ocean. You know, this is all about addressing a very specific pain point. You know, whether you're talking about, for example, you oftentimes, you know, run into cases where small companies, you know, oh, I gotta really do a much better job in terms of DSOs, you know, days outstanding. Really do a much better job in terms of collection process. How will these new technologies, these new applications, be able to really help me? Okay, so those are the pain points that I want to really zero in on, and then I'll find ways to attack that.
And as we're talking about these pain points, Albert, I guess what I want to push back is the wrong word, but I use that word push back a bit, is that as we're thinking of this, are we focusing on the technology? Because as you mentioned, there's a lot out there, Albert. I mean, AI, I can remember the days, you know, you know this more than me, when AI could have been a buzzword, kind of like, maybe. Now it's mainstream. People believe in it. So how should we go about prioritizing this? Are we looking at the technology? Are we looking at the specific problem my customer has? And then, Albert, there's this whole issue of focusing on the customer, but then I have my profitability to focus on. Can you help us? Again, this is a brief conversation, but how do we align and prioritize this shaping a marketplace of technology that is transformational? How do we prioritize that?
Well, exactly. Because, you know, we have done a lot of analysis on just, you know, the best practices out there. It all boils down to the expectations level, okay? How do you want to really achieve, you know, the things that you want to address, you know, really in a very specific terms, okay? So what tends to happen is that people and the companies will achieve better results if they have specific objectives in mind.
Okay.
Like I said earlier, you don't try to boil the ocean. You really do it incrementally. But fundamentally, the expectations really lies there. Okay, well, what are some things that you want to achieve, you know, in the near term? And then you go about and doing it really, you know, in a very, you know, scheduled time of a format. The second thing that you know, people want to address is that how is that going to really, you know, harness all the information on the big data that will pretty much, you know, come your way. Right. And whether you like it or not, we are aggregating more data than what we can do with. Okay? So the point right now is that like I mentioned earlier, the DSO and the collection data, stuff that you want to really tackle right away, right? Right. I'm pretty sure that some of the small, you know, companies out there or the SMEs, you know, our audience out there have been building out their operations using different channels, okay? Whether it's manufacturers, reps, or franchisees, or, you know, other mechanisms that allow you to reach a big audience, right? So now it boils to gets to the point that, well, there is a lot more data that we can harvest social data, contact center transcripts, texting, you know, and email. Certainly, there is a lot more that is available now than what we were setting out to do 5-10 years ago when we were building out that channel. So my point is that now you are going to have to come up with a better project, a better, you know, digital transformation project to capture the conversation, to better understand that, okay, this is where the rubber meets the road. Your expectation is that I gotta find a better way to understand the magnitude of the conversations going on. Let's say among some of the independent sales agents that I use on a daily basis, because I know these people and what they do they do every day. But now we don't know what, you know, are they using Instagram to sell to their customers? Are they using other ways to better monetize the products that they got from us? So those are the things that we need to better capture and better analyze. And I think that, you know, the some of these tools are beginning to really deliver that on those promises.
And I think this is so powerful, Albert. I think the one thing, there's a lot of things we can talk about. Again, this is we don't have time to help the whole world or solve every issue in this short interview. But I think it's interesting. You mentioned there's the company itself, and you have all the other people associated with the company on the fringes, not in a bad way, but outside the company, they're using all kinds of tools. So I think your point, which I'm getting here, how can you capture that? Because this is part of the business intelligence. No, this is part of digital transformation. You can't afford to ignore any part of the company. And I just want to underline that, you know, the sales rep who's using their notebook computer outside your organization, or as you mentioned, the franchisee, this is data. This is important information that can transform the business. Yes.
Absolutely, because you know you really nailed it. Because now we are really talking about understanding the ecosystems, okay, that you have created. Because in the past, you kind of let it slip that okay, well, we got our direct salespeople, we got our field salespeople, we got the agents that we use. But then again, you know what? We can't really connect the dots. Okay, we don't know where. How come some people performing better than others, you know, in a given period of time? So those are the things that BI and predictive analytics, you know, will all come in handy. Because the point is that you want to really cleanse the data so that you know exactly how, you know, the pattern that you have developed through the years, and you'll be able to predict, okay, well, if this group of resellers have been able to outperform others in a given period of time, can we replicate that?
Yeah.
Can we scale that out? And if that's the case, what does it take, you know, to do something like that? Do they need some kind of reinforcement, you know, in any way? And how are we going to ramp up our contact center, our support functions to facilitate that? So those are the things that now BI and machine learning and artificial intelligence would come in handy, because now you're able to consolidate all of these, you know, conversations, all of these data into a central area that you can really, you know, do some interesting analysis. So I think that's the nirvana. This is what digital transformation is going to give you. This is the piece of information that allows you to move ahead.
Yeah, and I want to close with one more question about the aspect of how we can do that. We've talked about it, but I just want to give a nod to SAP. I think, Albert, this is why we're doing Insights Matter. Again, it's a short nugget, you know, talking about these important things. And again, a big nod to SAP for helping bringing us together. And I think SAP is one of those companies helping to do it. I think you would agree, Albert, I'm sure.
Well, this is kind of, I've been covering SAP for quite some time, and the ERP market is something that they have helped really, you know, pioneer and really popularize. The thing is that, you know, I have a lot of respect, you know, for the folks over there, but also other key stakeholders in the ERP space. You know, and I think that's something that we often have heard, enterprise applications or ERP is a journey.
Yes.
No. Our position now, right now, is that this is not a journey, because we have been talking about a journey for the past 25, 30 years. Mm-hmm. Are we still on the journey? No. I think that what we are really after is the destination. Because you don't go to the airport without a destination in mind. Because most people don't, at least, you know, with limited budgets. You want to go to Austin tomorrow, okay? And you want to achieve something over there in Austin, Texas. So that's where we are headed. That digital transformation is all about destinations. How are we going to get there? And how are we going to really make sure that, for example, if you're going to launch, you know, an ERP project, you're going to look for implementation helps that is fixed price, fixed goal, so that you know it's specifically that you know where it's going to lead to. And that's what I mean by destination.
I love it. Listen, Albert, one more thing. If you said it already, maybe just wrap it up. Those listening to us today that are convinced, you know what? I like this process. I love what you said, Albert. That's a tweet. No longer on the path, on the journey, or the destination. We're talking about a data-first world. I think we've convinced people in this short discussion that they need to move forward. And I like you said about where it build to. Why don't you just summarize for us, Albert, those listening who are ready to start. They know they're behind. They know they haven't done some of the things. You know, when they close this discussion today, what are one, two, three things that you think they should start on their destination to digital transformation? Why don't you wrap that up for us today?
Well, first thing, like I mentioned earlier, is definitely you need to have a very specific business objective in mind. Okay. The second thing that I want to emphasize is that when you are really talking about billions of people on social media and whatnot, and there's also a deception that, okay, this is, you know, the fear of missing out on something like that. Because I think increasingly, based on our studies, because we have talked to about thousands of these companies doing these type of business, digital transformation projects, one thing that is becoming quite resoundingly clear is that there's this fear of being left behind. Mm. Okay, so it's no longer fear of missing out, but we are really being replaced by this fear of being left behind. Why? Because we know that you don't want to be disrupted by somebody else out there that's got a better widget and it's got better signals and it's got a better ideas of how to pursue these things, you know, over the internet or even in the mobile space or in the robotic space. So definitely, fear of being left behind is going to be very important for people to consider that. How are you going to make sure that your organization is well prepared? No, not like I mentioned earlier, the big behead, but really specific areas that you can improve. And I think digital transformation is one of the key enablers out there that you can pursue it slowly, incrementally, but definitely you have to have a very specific milestone in mind, and then you're going to get there, and your vendors should be able to help you get there in the time frame that you anticipate.
I love it. Ladies, again, once again, this has been Albert Pang of Apps Run the World. My name is Ramon Ray, editor of Smart Hustle Magazine and smallbiztechnology.com. And this has been Insights Matter, brought to you by SAP.